That night, I had a frightening nightmare. The dream was in black and white. Somehow, the somber gray shadows made it all the more horrifying. I was standing at the falls. The water rushed down to the dark rocks below. It was cold. A wet chill fell over me, over everything. The sky was charcoal gray, dead gray. Someone stood at the edge of the cliff, dressed in black. Even with her back turned to me, I realized it was Louisa. I called to her. She turned around slowly. I stared at her face and uttered a silent scream. Her skin was gone. Her beautiful, wavy hair rested on top of a grinning skeleton. Empty eye sockets stared at me blindly. I crept up silently behind Louisa. I knew what I was going to do. Hands ready, I took another step. "I'm Jonathan's new girlfriend," I said, as I prepared to push Louisa. I reached forward, but as my hands lowered to her back, we suddenly changed places. To my horror, I realized that I was now dressed in black. I was now standing at the very edge of the falls. "I'm Jonathan's new girlfriend," I said. "I'm Jonathan's dead girlfriend." I knew that I was about to go over the edge into the plunging waters below. I knew that I was about to die. Hello?
It's me. Annie, is that you? It's me, Jonathan.
Huh? Jonathan?
How'd you think it was?
What time is it? Jonathan, it's nearly 2.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why are you whispering like that?
I don't want my parents to hear. I'll take away my phone if they hear me calling so late.
You scared me. I thought you were someone else.
I just called to apologize, you know, for this afternoon.
Okay, go ahead, apologize.
I apologize.
Apology accepted. You could have called earlier, you know.
I want
That's okay.
I shouldn't have suggested we go up there. I mean, it was just too soon. Probably don't know about Louisa.
Yes, I do. I heard.
Yeah. I guess everyone talks about it.
Don told me, about Louisa.
Hey, you want to get together tomorrow? We could go to a movie or something?
Wish I could.
I won't run away again, I promise.
I've got to work on my research. I'll never get that paper written at this rate.
I see.
Sorry.
Oh. I guess I better hang up now.
We better get some sleep.
Yeah.
Good night, Jonathan. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, so am I. See you tomorrow.
I had just gotten down to work the next afternoon, papers and books spread out all over the dining room table, when the doorbell rang. Since I was the only one home, I ran to answer it. Don!
Hi, can I come in?
Sure, but I really have to work.
I know, I brought you a bunch of books for research.
Hey, thanks. That's really nice of you.
I think it's all stuff you can use. I'll only stay a minute. Have you talked to Jonathan?
Yeah, last night. He called me at 2 a.m. to apologize for running off. He woke me up.
Yeah? What reason did he give?
He said it was just too soon for him to have tried to go back up there. It was just too, you know.
Yeah. Weird. Poor guy. Well, I've just about had it with his pal Caleb. I'm gonna break up with him. I really am. I don't know why I've put up with him for so long.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Don't say anything, Annie, to anyone.
Okay.
In case I chicken out or change my mind. Well, I better go so you can work. See you tomorrow.
I suppose I should have said something nice about Caleb. Maybe Dawn was confiding in me so that I'd defend Caleb and make her change her mind about breaking up with him. But I remembered the way he'd shouted at me at the falls. I remembered the intense look of dislike on his face as he glared at me. So I didn't defend him. I put it out of my mind and buried myself in my research books. I worked for a couple of hours, but my mind kept wandering. The hideous dream kept invading my thoughts. Louisa. I wondered what she was like, what her voice sounded like, what her laugh was like. I glanced up at the clock. It was a little past four, and I hadn't covered much ground at all with my research. I stood up and stretched, feeling restless. I couldn't sit there anymore. I had to get out, get some exercise to clear my mind. I pulled a long-sleeved shirt over my t-shirt and hurried outside to get my bike out of the garage. It was a gray, overcast day. Heavy, dark clouds hovered menacingly low. I could hear the rumble of thunder in the distance, but I didn't care. I had to ride for a while. As I pedaled down the drive and into the street, the cool, damp air felt good against my hot cheeks. The wind brushed my hair back as I stood up and pedaled harder, picking up speed. Faster and faster. I wanted to ride faster than my thoughts. I wanted to ride away from the frightening dream, away from Louise's smiling face, from everything and everyone. Houses and lawns rolled past in a gray-green blur. My heart was pounding. Now there were cold drops of rain in the air, and the sky grew even darker. I rode past the high school, then turned my bike down the dirt path that led into the woods behind the school. I hadn't had a chance to explore these woods before. Someone had told me they stretched on forever. The tall trees blocked out most of the remaining light. It was nearly as dark as night here. But I couldn't stop riding. I wasn't ready to turn around. It felt so good to be speeding through the cold air, under the dark trees. Then I heard a sound. Behind me. Close behind me. I turned and saw someone on the path. Someone dressed in dark clothes, running after me at full speed. Panic gripped my legs. I tried to pedal harder, to get away. Then my front tire hit something in the path, and the bike flew out of control. Oh!
Ryan, what are you doing here?
Here, let me help you up. Are you okay? Are you hurt?
No, I don't think so. Oh, look at my jeans, they're covered in mud. Oh, now it's starting to rain.
Why'd you run away like that?
I don't know. I thought I was alone when I saw someone chasing me.
Didn't you hear me calling you?
Oh, we're gonna get soaked. My bike seems to be all right. I think I hit a rock or something.
Yeah. You were really moving.
Yeah. Let's get under that tree. We're getting wet. So, what are you doing here?
Louisa and I used to walk here all the time. This is where we used to hang out. Louisa was such a good friend. We used to talk about everything. She told me things she'd never tell Jonathan. She was my best friend. Annie, I want you to be my friend, too.
Ryan.
Please. I want you to be my good friend, too.
Ow!
Ryan was squeezing my arm so hard it hurt. Then he leaned toward me and kissed me. My breath caught in my throat. His lips felt hot and dry against mine. He pressed them against me too hard, too desperately. He was really hurting me. With a bit of a struggle, I shoved him away.
Ryan, stop!
He looked surprised for a moment, then hurt. I felt terribly confused and frightened. He was so violent, so needy. I jumped on my bike and started to pedal, standing up.
Bye!
You'll be sorry if you hang around with Jonathan. You'll be sorry! Poor Louisa, she was sorry. I tried to warn her!
The rain flew into my face, coming down heavier now. I turned back to make sure he wasn't chasing me. He was still shouting, but I was too far away to hear him. The back of the school came into view. I pedaled faster, soaked to the skin. After school on Monday, I was on my way to the computer lab. I was determined to get all my research notes typed in so that I could organize them and then start writing my paper. As I hurried down the hallway toward the lab, I saw Ruby speeding off in the other direction, her red hair disheveled, an intense, thoughtful expression on her face. I called out to her, but she didn't seem to hear me. She kept right on going. What's her problem, I wondered. Then a familiar voice called from behind me.
Hey, Annie, wait up!
Hi, Don. How's it going?
Listen, the cheerleaders are having a bake sale in the gym, and Ruby and I are meeting down there. Want to join us?
Oh, I'd like to, but I can't. I've really got to get these notes onto my disk. I'm going to be staying late every afternoon.
Aw, come on.
No, really. I'm so far behind, especially since my disk was erased.
Well, why don't you type really fast, then hurry down to the gym?
No way.
Okay. Call you later.
Don gave me a little wave and hurried down the hall. I trudged on to the computer lab, lugging my armload of books. Miss Elwood, the computer instructor, was at her desk in the back of the room. She glanced up as I entered and smiled. There were a couple of other kids I didn't recognize, typing away at keyboards. I put down the stack of books beside the computer I always used. It was an old Apple, but I really liked the keyboard. No one else seemed to like this computer, so it was always free, ready for me to use. I found my disk and shoved it into the drive. I turned on the power, and the computer hummed to life. I lowered my fingers to the keys to type in the opening commands to boot the disk. As my fingers pressed the keys, a painful jolt, like lightning, shot over my hands with a loud crackle. Electricity crackled over my hands, shot through my body. I tried to pull my hands away, but the crackling blue-white current held me prisoner. The pain was so intense. My entire body was trembling. And then everything went black.